this sicha, in addition to being reconnected to the parsha of the week, is also a siyum on the whole shas in Mishnah. The last mesechta, Mesechta Uktzin, speaks about the tumah of oichlin and mashkin, food and liquids, which is also in our parsha. And the last halacha is from which point honey is considered a liquid. Beit Shammai says, there's a few versions over here, either from when he starts thinking about removing the honey, or when he actually starts doing some of the preparations for removing the honey. Beis Hillel says, once you start cutting the honeycomb to get out the honey. In the following Mishnah, it says, Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, and this is the last Mishnah of Shas, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem in the future is going to lahanchil chol tzadik v'tzadik, he's going to bequeath to every single tzadik 310 worlds. As the Pasuk says, lahanchil oy havayesh, that Hashem is going to bequeath to those that love him, yesh, which yesh is the gematria of 310, voitzriseyem amali, and I'll fill their storehouses. Then the Mishnah finishes off, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Hashem didn't find any vessel that contains bracha for Yisrael besides Shalom, as it says, Hashem oizla ameyitein, Hashem yivarech esame vashalom. The Rebbe is asking the question between the connection between this Mishnah and the very last halacha before this machloik is between Bishamay and Bishilo regarding the honeycomb. So the Rambam explains that since we now finished all the halachas and Mishnayas, the Mishnah is concluding with reward for the tzaddikim. Or to put it in the words of the Rav, that the Tana wants to let us know at the very end of the Mishnah, the reward for tzaddikim that are learning and fulfilling everything that says in Mishnah. In other words, that the connection is just a general connection to all of Mishnayos. We're finishing Mishnayos, but the Rebbe wants to obviously find a connection specifically to the halacha that just said before this. So in order to understand, it says that we're first going to examine what these Mefarshim are saying about reward. We're saying that we're rewarding the tzaddikim for all of their efforts, but the question is, someone that's finishing Mishnayos, someone that's holding at the end of learning all of Torah Sheba'al Peh, surely is holding at the level of learning Torah just for the sake of Torah and not for getting reward. Especially, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lahanchil, to give to Oyha Veyesh, to give to those that love me, these 310 worlds. In other words, we're speaking about someone that's purely doing it because he loves Hashem, not for reward. So how does it make sense? How is it fitting that at the very end of the whole Shas, we're finishing all of the Avoida, and now we're mentioning about the reward? Is this what's on the mind of the person finishing Shas? Says the Rebbe, so we must say that we're not speaking of a reward or payment in the regular sense of the word, but rather we must say that when you finish all the regular Avoida, we're telling you're going to be able to reach even a higher level within Avoida itself. And this is really going to be the connection to the previous Mishnah about the honey from the bees in the honeycomb. Because as we'll see later, there's a Maimar Azal that tells us about bees specifically, and that bees represent the ultimate of Avoida, the Avoida Lishma, of really doing things just for the sake of Hashem, not for reward. And this then is the preparation for the next stage of Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil, which as we will soon see what that really means. And the logic behind the Machloik is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which as discussed other times, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue whether in many machloikas, and whether we look at the potential of something or the practical and actuality, and in this case, regarding the honey, whether he thought of taking off the honey or he's actually removing the honey already, this is actually going to express a general difference in how we view the purpose of man's creation, who of course is created to serve Hashem, and therefore it's going to be relevant to how we view the shleimus of the person through his avoida. And once we understand this machloikas, we'll now understand what the Mishnah is saying about Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem is going to do for the tzaddikim. But first, let's look again a little bit more carefully at the words that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi words and the Pasuk uses. The word is lahanchil, which we said means to bequeath, to leave as an inheritance. Now the question is, usually a Yerusha is not anything to do with avoida, with something you worked for. The child automatically gets an inheritance. So if we're speaking about avoida, and this is what we're getting the reward for, then it should have been an expression that Hashem is going to give, or something similar to that. In fact, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the same Maimar Azal is brought. There it says, Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein, Hashem is going to give to every tzaddik 310 worlds. Says the Rebbe, that's exactly the point. It all depends, are we speaking about the reward for mitzvahs? And then we would say, which is the Gemara Sanhedrin, and then it would be an expression of nisina that Hashem is giving, because Hashem is giving a payment for the mitzvahs. But over here, in the end of Mishnayos, we're specifically using the word of Yerusha. We're not speaking about a payment for Avodah or a reward in the regular sense of the word. We're speaking about a certain Shleimus that the Tzaddik is going to get through as a result of his word. And that's why the word Yerusha or Lahanchil is used. What's the idea of a Yoyrish, someone that inherits? As the Ragachover explains, the Yoyrish, the heir is standing in the place of the one who left the inheritance, as if he's not a separate entity for himself, but rather just a continuation of the same person that left the inheritance. Says the Rebbe, the same thing is true with the Yidden. When a Yid learns Torah and does mitzvahs, he's becoming one with Hashem. And that's the pshat of the words Lahanchil Oy Hava Yesh. First, what does the word Yesh mean? Yesh, the Rambam explains, means the absolute eternal existence. Which according to Chassidus, we understand that means Hashem himself. He's the absolute only existence. So how does a person get this Dargah of Yesh? How does a person receive this? That's because you're not receiving it as getting something as a gift or being given over, but rather as a Yoyresh, Kevayachol, so to speak. Yidden are the children of Hashem. So when a Yid is learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, what's being revealed is that he is one with Hashem. And that's the pshat of Lahan Chiloy HaYesh, that as a result of all of your avoida, now we come to the next stage up where a Yid is one with Hashem. He's getting that Yerusha, that Yesh aspect, is becoming one with him right now. Says the Rebbe, now we'll understand about the pleasure of the tzaddikim, la'asid lavoy. It's not speaking about a pleasure that a tzaddik has from a certain payment, like in a regular reward for mitzvahs that you get as a payment for the avoida. In that case, it would be true. You could only receive a certain limited amount according to your avoida, etc. How could you receive something that's Hashem himself, something that's beyond limitation, etc.? Because here we're speaking about the pleasure that the tzaddikim are having is not their personal pleasure. They're tuned in. They're getting Hashem's pleasure. It's Hashem's pleasure that the Yid is getting, that the Yid is yarshining, so to speak, that he is getting as an inheritance. Why? Because he is one with Hashem. So now he's getting that pleasure that Hashem has. Says the Rebbe, that's why the emphasis is Lahanchil Oy Havai, to those that love me. Because again, we're speaking about a person that's doing it all for Hashem. He loves Hashem so much, he's not thinking about himself at all. And his only avodah is solely for the sake of Hashem. Says the Rebbe, now let's go back to the honey. We said before, there's a Maimer Hazal, the Medrash says, that a bee, all of the honey that it's storing away is not for itself, it's all for its owner. The bee doesn't have anything from it. Says the Medrash, the same thing as the Yidden, that all of the Torah and mitzvahs that they're storing, so to speak, is all for Hashem. In other words, it's not about any calculations for oneself, not even about getting and achieving the highest levels. Rather, it's solely for Hashem. And as the Alter Rebbe explains in Likutei Torah, that the whole purpose of a person and neshama coming down here is not for his own benefit, for his own gain, although of course there's tremendous aliyos that the neshama has, but that's not the point, that's not the purpose. The main thing is we're doing it for the honor of Hashem and to make Hashem the nachas ruach. Says the Rebbe, now we'll go back to understand the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But first, again, a little carefully looking at the words of Likutei Torah that we just quoted. On the one hand, we said the purpose is, of course, doing it just for Hashem, but Likutei Torah did mention that, of course, a Yid also has tremendous aliyos, the Neshama has an aliyah by coming down here, etc. So, what's the idea? The machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is going to be, to what extent is it relevant or is even significant, this aliyah that the Neshama is going to have as a result of coming down here? According to Beis Shammai, again, that he generally looks at the idea of potential rather than the actual. And the most important is the potential. We usually say that the neshama, by coming down here, the deepest potentials of the neshama, the koichas of the neshama, are being revealed. That's the amazing thing that's happening for the neshama. Well, according to Beis Shammai, that we look at potential, there's no big deal, so to speak. There's no novelty of the neshama coming down here as far as these inner koichas and power that it has, because it was always inside the neshama. And therefore, nothing really happened as a result of coming down here other than the fact that it's now expressed. It's now revealed. But according to Beit Shammai, the main thing is b'koyach anyways, the potential. So what's the point of coming down here? And therefore, what's really only relevant is the fact that the Neshama is making the Dira B'tachtoinim, because here it is very important. That's the Nachas of Hashem, that the world is actually transformed practically into a Dira for Hashem. And therefore, according to Beit Shammai, the only thing that counts for the Neshama is that he's doing it for Hashem. According to Beis Hillel, on the other hand, of course, the main thing is doing it for Hashem. But since, again, according to Beis Hillel, there's always the idea of the bepoil, not only potential, but also the practical. So as far as the neshama is concerned, Of course there's a certain benefit that it gains and from coming down here in this world. Because it's specifically when it comes down here to this world, its hidden potentials, its hidden powers and energies end up being revealed, as again, as opposed to Beis Shammai, that is not such a big deal to come down here for that. Says the Rebbe, based on this, we can understand another machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai says, noyach loy la'odem, it would have been, we'll translate it for the moment, better for the person that he wasn't created. Beis Hillel says it's better that the person was created. And then it says, Nimnu v'gamar, they took a vote, they counted, and everyone agrees that it's better that he wasn't created. The Alter Rebbe says, look at the words. It says, noyach loy la'odem. It doesn't say it's better, it says noyach. Noyach means easier. What's the idea? According to the Beis Shammai, if the whole purpose is just for doing it for Hashem, as far as for the neshama itself, it didn't really gain much by coming down here for its own self. So it's because again, the potential it had anyways, so it's definitely easier not to come down here at all. Who needs it? Obviously, the only reason it's coming down here is for Hashem. So then why does Beis Hillel say that that it's easier for the neshama to come down here? Because without coming down here, it wouldn't be elevated, and therefore the pleasure of the neshama from the fact that all of these amazing powers of it are coming out overpowers the difficulty of coming down here, and therefore we say, no, it's easy and it's fine and it's pleasant for the neshama to come down here as well. But that's only the initial thought. Hava amina. But then nimnu v'gamar, but then finally everyone agrees, noyach, it's easier that he wasn't created, again, as far as for his own personal benefits, because even though of course he has aliyas, and of course all these amazing things are happening, but that's not what a person is supposed to be thinking about when he's doing avoida, and it's supposed to be purely for Hashem, and therefore as far as his neshama is concerned, it is actually easier in this sense that he wasn't created. Says the Rebbe, now we could also understand a connection between this Mishnah about the chalois dvash, about the honey, and the last Mishnah that Rabbi Yishua ben Levi says that Hashem is going to give or bequeath to all the neshamois, to the tzaddikim, all of these lahanchil oyav yesh, which we explained means really becoming one with Hashem. Originally, initially in the previous Mishnah, we have the machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the honey. And we explained it, meaning do we look at the potential of when potentially it could be liquid? Because he thought about it already, or he has to actually do something. In other words, if we look at this again, the Bekoyach or Bepoil, so we're again looking at this idea of the Neshama, whether we look at the Bekoyach, the Neshama always had all these potentials, so therefore there's no point of it really coming down, or do we look, and therefore we don't even think about, the main idea is we're not thinking about the Aliyah of the Neshama that's going to happen. We're just thinking about the Nachas to Hashem, or if you look at the Bepoil, you may consider the Nachas that the Neshama is having as well, the Aliyah. But just like over there in that other Gemara, Nimnu v'Gamru, eventually Beis Hillel also agree that it's just about Hashem. So too over here, after the Machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that could lead us to think that Beis Hillel is saying that there's a benefit also in the Aliyah of the Neshama, comes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and says, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil, to give every tzaddik yesh, which again we said means that everyone agrees that the main thing is the Nachas Ruach that we're causing to Hashem. We're becoming one with the Yesh. The focus is Hashem. The Nachas Ruach of the Eibishter. That's what's happening over here. It's not about the Yid at all. It's about the Yid becoming one with, where we're focused on Hashem. And Hashem's Nachas. And then that Nachas is one with the Yid. On the other hand, of course, ultimately, the Neshama gets Schar. And that's why in the Pasuk that's brought Lahan Chiloya Vayesh, the Pasuk continues, and Rabbi Shoba Levi brings, or the Mishnah brings it, I'm going to fill their storehouses, the storehouses of Tzaddikim, with all the reward. But that doesn't say specifically in Rabbi Shoba Levi's words, that's only in the Pasuk. Because he's trying to emphasize the main shlemus of what's going to be La'asad Lavoi, and that shlemus of just being one with Hashem, the whole reward, is the separate reward is not significant at all. And the Rebbe now concludes, and the Rebbe says we could say this in a little bit of a different way, or another idea. Bezman hazeh, these days we know the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and therefore the reward is relevant. We do speak about it. But la'asid lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai, it says, where Yidden are completely one with Hashem, and the whole reward that we're getting as a separate reward is not relevant. And that's why the end of Mishnayis, when we're finishing all the avoida, the main point Rabbi Shua ben Levi is making is about the ultimate goal of Lahanchil Oyav Ayesh, where Yid is, so to speak, inheriting or becoming one with Hashem himself. But since at the end of the day we're learning this Mishnah Bezman Hazeh, therefore the Mishnah does mention the idea of Oyitzrei Seyem Amalei, the storehouses will be filled, that Hashem fills the storehouses of Tzadikim.